There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby. That's right. This man knows what's up.
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Monday. Phone number and text line, both 343-0106, 343-0106. You can always leave us one of those talkback messages using the FM Talk 106.5 app. When you're on the front page, you'll see a, because it'll be streaming there and our social media feeds all in one place with breaking news, show schedules, all that. But if you look at the bottom, there's a microphone icon. If you press that, it lets you record a message, emails it to the show, and we can play it back here on the air. All right, she's bringing her in for double duty on a Monday. Host of Sweet Home Canabama. You check her out Monday nights here at FM Talk 106.5. My friend Jennifer Booser, thanks for being in.
Thank you for having me.
And I know you beyond, I mean, it'd be cliche to be, for me to say, a stressful time.
It's surreal at this point. It really is. I'm scatterbrained and have been having trouble stringing sentences together at times, and I have been crying off and on for days.
That sounds yes, it is, because what for a lot of people outside that are looking at this, the implementation of the bill that passed through the session this year, they're looking at it academically. Then there's a group of people that come to you that have become customers of yours for a long time,
mm-hmm.
get your products, right? Mm-hmm. And then there are people that all over the state. I mean, you are our person here, but there's people all over the state that do what you do. They have created small
businesses.
Hundreds business.
And hundreds of people that do what I do.
Small businesses,
yes.
Storefronts, clients.
People just like me.
Payrolls, taxes.
Started with nothing,
things.
A brand new industry with a product that no one knew anything about. And it had changed their lives or someone that they love in a profound, profound way. And they were compelled, like me, to get out there and get it to as many people as possible. I mean, that's why I do Sweet Home Canabama Radio, because the first thing we want to offer people is information, because it is new. Well, it was new. It's not new. It's new to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, God created it. It's down there in Genesis 1:29. So it's new to us as a medicinal product. But
it talks about, in Genesis, what does it talk about? Does it say... What does it say on in the Bible on it?
It says that I have given you every seed-bearing herb and fruit-bearing tree, and it shall be food for you.
Okay.
While he's giving us dominion over the birds of the air and the fish of the sea and the beasts of the field.
Okay. So this was new to our... It came in with the research. A lot of it was done in Birmingham for CBD and its benefits for health. I remember the first discussion I heard was an extract that was helping children with epilepsy.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
That was the first thing I heard. And then went through different conditions.
UAB did a study with premature infants probably 5-6 years ago. Early on in my career, they did a study. A nurse, a friend of mine, told me about it, where they were giving CBD to these premature babies to help them thrive. And so they did very well.
So that was there. Then something... the Farm Bill goes through, and this is one of the things the Farm Bill goes through, and it said what? That let you then go...
Right. Well, first of all, Alabama has a Farm Bill from 2016. I think it's SB 393, that identical language to the 2018 federal Farm Bill.
Okay.
So Alabama legalized hemp for all of these purposes before even the federal government did, which is how I opened up my shop 4 months before the 18 Farm Bill.
Okay.
I blew that 2016 bill up on the wall so people would know I was a block from the Satsuma Police Department. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure that I was covered.
Yeah.
And I spoke to the DEA. I spoke to a lawyer. I spoke to the sheriff. I spoke to people. Can I go to jail? No. So, but it says that it is considered hemp, which is commodity. It's not considered marijuana as long as it meets the legal limit of 0.3% Delta-9 THC, which stands for tetrahydrocannabinol, by dry weight.
Okay. So they had
that's it. But all its salts, isomers, salts of isomers, acids, which is THCA, is the acid precursor to THC, that when you heat it, it converts at a rate of like 0.87777
to
Delta 9. Well, some of us know exactly what we're doing. What I've been trying to sort of convey is that what happens in our stores and what happens in our communities looks nothing like what Representative Witt and Senator Melson portrayed. It looks nothing like that. You know, and we do know what we're doing. We do know what we're talking about. We do our research. Again, I told the chairman of the House Health Committee, you can go back and listen to my voice 52 weeks a year for 6 years and then accuse me of not knowing what I'm doing, trying to put profit over people or selling to children. I can wait.
So they did this, and you the amounts of money that were given to Representative Witt through liquor or beer company, alcohol companies, came out. But the net effect is this goes through, and this is where I super get confused, because you came on with me during when it was in session and you were fighting it and all that. Then it goes through, and I've been trying to pick through what does it mean.
We are too, and here we are, less than 24 hours before this law goes into effect. And
yeah,
Steve
I guess
Marshall
I buried
has already threatened us and then decided to go and raid people for marijuana last week, you know, knowing we were filing an injunction and that might sway a judge. Who knows why he did it? Or, you know, he keeps saying it wasn't related, but whatever.
Yeah, okay, because I buried the lead on some of this, that the law goes into effect tomorrow.
Yes.
I saw that last week with those raids. And
we were all freaking out. We had no idea what was happening.
Even if something was in the violation of the new law, if the law doesn't go in effect till tomorrow, but last week they were doing the raids,
there was a long investigation. I saw someone say since February. One of them said a year they were investigating certain people. I don't know anything about those businesses. I don't know those businesses.
Okay.
I had never heard of any of them. And believe it or not, I don't know everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they don't make themselves known to me, you know, I live here in Mobile. I don't live in Enterprise and Troy and Pelham and all the other cities that got hit. And I think most of those raids were on one company with multiple locations.
Okay.
And then two CBD stores that I had no affiliation with or no knowledge of until that happened. Well, I had reporters asking me who got hit, and I'm like, I don't know.
Well, that's what I was wondering, too. So we did. Okay, so that happens last week. Now we have this deadline of tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
What, in your understanding of the bill, what is legal, what is illegal? I mean, and put it in, like, terms I can understand.
Right. Well, tomorrow, if everything happens the way they think it is.
We can get back to this injunction thing. Yeah, we can.
Smokable flower of any kind is banned.
Okay.
We cannot get clarification yet on vapes, because Representative Witt's version of the bill said inhalable, and Senator Melson's, which is the one that got passed, just said smokable. And then there's synthetics, which, what is that? We don't know exactly what their definition of it is.
What could it be, like synthetics?
Anytime that you have a chemical conversion, it's called synthesis. I mean, adding water to something is a chemical process.
Yeah, so it is by the root definition of synthetic. Well, then
synthetic means it came from a fake source. So nothing that comes from the hemp plant is fully synthetic. It might be semi-synthetic if you could consider it.
That's what I wondered. If you did something.
If you altered it, yes, but it's not fully synthetic.
Because I'm worried that they're saying no flower. Okay, I'm just help me here. If they're saying no flour,
possibly no vapes,
but no synthetic. So the only way anything from flour becomes something else is to synthesize it, isn't it?
Well, to heat it. The flour is converted when you heat it.
Yeah, but if you
that's a chemical process.
But if you took the CBD out of something, then put it in a, like a gummy or a tincture, isn't that a synthesis?
That is a processing. That's a process, yes.
So the way I, and once again, I may be sound really stupid on this. I don't know, but if the flour is illegal, okay, they're going to say that. So you can't have the flour, but you can't have synthetics. But anything that's not the flour is a synthetic. So is it all out banned?
We don't know. The ABC board has not told us a single thing. You know, with the nicotine vape ban bill, they waited until 2 days before the June 1st deadline.
Remember that.
And they emailed everyone. Well, those people all had emails listed in their system because they have tobacco licenses.
Mm-hmm.
Because the state has refused to implement a retailer's license up to now, how are they going to tell us? They don't know who we are. You know, how are they going to warn these? I mean, you're talking about every gas station. Every vape shop, every smoke shop, and every dispensary like mine in the state, you're talking about thousands of businesses. And the vape shops are listed on that on their database because they have tobacco products as well. But the ones of us that only sell hemp products, how are they going to get that information to us? And why are they waiting until after it goes into effect to tell us?
That's bothersome because... I know somebody would probably type in, ignorance of the law is no excuse, but that's the thing where you say, hey, I didn't know it's 35 mile an hour speed limit.
Ignorance of the law is one thing, but begging
but what
the
I'm saying
state
is that they don't
and
offer
they won't
it anywhere.
Give us an answer.
There's nowhere that it's offered that says, hey, this product, it's product 123, that's legal. 1234 is illegal.
Can we talk about the fact that if the ABC board can't tell us, how in the world are they going to regulate it and enforce it?
No, you have my sympathy on
you know
this
what
because
I mean?
If you don't
how
know
how in the world if we don't know what's even illegal, how are we to stay within the law? The problem here is the ones of us who will suffer the most are the ones who are hemp only because
so the places
we are never
going to
be outside of the law on purpose.
Right.
We're the ones trying to be the good guys here.
Yeah,
we're
you
the
come
ones
on the
that
show,
were at
you
the
wanted
state
further
house.
Regulation. Actually. Yes,
yes, we did. We presented a bill that had a tax and an age gate and a license fee and fines and all the things for public safety. But cutting us off at the knees by removing flour and capping our products to a recreational
but you truly
at best
don't
serving.
Know. You truly don't know.
I truly
things,
have no
the
idea.
The things that are in your store, you do not know which of those things.
Besides the flour, which is obvious.
Yeah, okay. So, but that, it has my brain rolling here on the synthetic side because it could be any. They didn't tell you what.
Sean, almost
they
no
don't
one,
define
especially
what
in
is,
the government, can tell you what a synthetic is. They don't know. They don't know.
So, I mean, y'all think about this for
they
a second.
They don't understand
you've got
the
a store of stuff,
all.
And there's nobody who's in the enforcement level who can tell you, does this thing I have in stock
I mean, did you ever
meet
hear
or
any
violate
of,
the law?
Did you hear any of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick from Texas? Have you seen any of his press conferences? Because
Oh, Lord.
That's a politician that did this in Texas. Thank God Governor Abbott vetoed it, and they're doing a special session because they knew they were going to put 55,000 people out of work, 8,000 businesses. They got a $9 billion industry over there. You know, but we've got a significant amount of business here in Alabama. And the last thing Alabama needs is to cut out more tax revenue and more jobs.
Yeah, we'll come back to the break. I want to get to that. But, I mean, I think the thing that's sticking in my craw right now is that you could be in violation without being given the information to know that
after begging, please, I don't want to break the law. Please tell me, and they will not do it.
Wow. Coming right back. More with Jennifer Boozer right here on Midday Mobile.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 122 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Monday. Glad to have you along and good to have Jennifer Boozer, Sweet Home Canabama, the radio show you hear here Monday nights. Of course, Canabama, a fixture here in Mobile. And here's an owner, the way I'm taking it here, an owner who's been doing this how many years?
7 years in August, if we can make it to August.
And you don't know there's no direction from the state on the products in your store, whether they...
No, and the licenses won't even be available until January.
Yeah, that wouldn't...
We're supposed to be in compliance fully by January 1st, but we won't even be able to apply till then.
But you have to have a license by January 1st, but they're not going to make them available to January 1st, but starting tomorrow.
Right.
Okay, I want to talk before we run out of time, too. The injunction that made the news today.
Yes.
Talk about what this injunction is, what y'all are, I guess you...
Yes, we as an industry have come together under the direction of the Alabama Wellness Collective, run by Jenny Otwell in Birmingham, and the AHAA is a national organization, American Healthy Alternatives Association. They have helped us choose a litigation firm, and we filed an injunction on Thursday to ask for a TRO based on the Dormant Commerce Clause, the 14th Amendment, and the vagueness of the bill. There's a law in Alabama, something about how we need to have a proper amount of time to be able to sell what we have and get into compliance.
But the way I understand it, you still don't know what to sell to get into compliance. This is the one I keep sticking on because...
Exactly. That's what's got us so stressed out.
I mean, I would... If the state makes something illegal, they need to tell me it's this thing or these things that are illegal.
Yep.
You can't have these after July 1st.
Yep.
But you're telling me they do not give you that information.
No, the only thing anybody wants to talk about is flour, and that's because they want to cut us off at the knees financially. There's no other way to describe that. It's... Some of my colleagues, it's 80% of their business.
Flour is...
Flour.
Versus, and when we say the other ones, I mean the
gummies. I'm talking about tinctures, gummies.
Yeah.
Yes, but edibles, capsules, topicals, all the things.
But that's the, I mean, from my, they will not tell you. You say, hey, I've got this tincture. Is it legal? They're not telling you.
No. They're not telling us.
They're just saying flour is illegal.
And again, I don't know how they will. How do they know who we even are? You know, I asked
the when it comes time for enforcement, they'll know where you are. They'll be able to find you.
Well, they'll know where Cannabama is. Who's louder than me? thing is, I have a great relationship with local law enforcement. Mobile PD has been so great to me. The sheriffs, fugitive recovery, probation, and parole, I've met them all. You know, I've been robbed 7 times in 6 years. I've met half the PD force. They've been amazing because they know we have integrity. They're not worried about me at Mobile PD.
But I don't know how they'd be. And it's going to come from a state agency. They're not going to be tasked with enforcing the law. So I got to ask you this, too. Who's behind this?
Mm-hmm. Big alcohol. Okay. Losing sales. I mean, the medical cannabis program...
Hasn't been able to get its stuff together.
Mm-hmm. And we are all the plant medicine that people have had for 7 years.
Yeah, you'll remember we've talked to for years since passing Alabama's medical marijuana bill. Still, people don't have
over 4 years now.
Yeah. It's a travesty.
Yeah, it is. And so we are all using, the access that people have, and now they'll have nothing.
So the idea is these groups, Big Alcohol, you say, and others, have finances to essentially shut
y'all
down.
Same as big tobacco and the nicotine
vapes. Shut you down without saying they're shutting you down.
Right. Oh, well, in the beginning, it started as a ban. We just murdered them in the press, and the people were like, no way is this happening. So then it became a regulatory bill. But I don't care who you are, it is a backdoor ban.
Okay.
So they've made it impossible to stay in business.
So they're not going to come out and say that you're banned, but they're going to make it impossible for you to do business.
Well, Andy Witt keeps saying, oh, well, if you use it for medicine, you'll be fine. No, sir, you won't, because we will go out of business and you can't even get a CBD bath bomb.
Well, how would you be able to use it for...
Exactly. They don't care. The people that will still use it are the soccer moms and the country club people that want to get a little tooted on the weekend on a little drink.
Yeah.
Out of the Greer's,
which is
the most family, kid-friendly place on the planet, a grocery
store.
You're
talking about the drinks. What do they have? They have THC or CBD.
Yes, they are capped off at 10 milligrams of THC. Some of them have CBD as well, but they want to be able to get a beverage out there that people can drink a 4-pack on the river instead of a 6-pack because they're choosing, especially Gen Z, normalizing cannabis and its availability in every state. They're choosing cannabis over alcohol, and the alcohol industry is doing this nationwide. Every southeastern state is under attack the way we are.
So
everyone.
So 10 milligrams. Is it about proof? I don't know what the proof of that is compared to...
You cannot compare it to alcohol. They keep trying to do that. It is completely different.
Okay.
And everyone is different. That's the same thing. Medicine isn't one size fits all.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's different. What works for you will not work for me. And you could put 10 people in a room and they would all need something different at a different level. The people who need it the most, who are using it for medicine the most, they don't use 10 milligrams. They use 100 milligrams so that they can eat and sleep and function because they have cancer pain, MS, Parkinson's, seizures, you name it. I have chronic pain. I've been a chronic pain patient since I was 15 years old. I am 10 years, almost 9 months clean from a pain pill addiction as a result of that. Where do I go for my medicine? I can't take a 10 milligram individually wrapped gummy. I'd have to eat 10 of them. That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And it would probably cost me $50 every time. Mm-hmm. Nobody who has cancer should be drinking 5 lemonades with 42 grams of sugar each to right. get enough THC to be able to eat. You know, that's gross. It's disgusting. It's expensive and it's ridiculous.
So it's just, hey, we can do this in the liquid form, but those of y'all that have synthetic or any, you can't do that.
I mean, you could even say, yes, Alabama has a legalized legal cannabis, you know?
But you got to drink it.
Recreational cannabis. But you got to drink it because the rest of us that are making the products that people use as medicine, even CBD won't be available if nobody's out here to sell it.
All right. People will hear more tonight, of course, on the show.
Yes, 7 o'clock tonight. I'm not even sure what we're going to do. I've talked to so many reporters and people today. Whatever we're going to do, I'm going to probably cry. But y'all, please join us at 7 o'clock tonight.
And check out Jennifer tonight with Sweet Home Cannabama. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.